Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
I have a book here called The Word Fitly Spoken by Pastor Charles Kent, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm today, I want to talk about faith in action, amen.
Amen.
And you realize what I said, faith in action. This is what he has an acronym for faith, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And his acronym for faith is full assurance in the heart.
Amen.
I'm fully assured in my heart, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assured about this thing. I'm not doubting about this. It's not something that I'm questioning, but it's something that has been revealed to me by the Spirit of God in my, we always point here and say heart, but it's really in the mind, amen.
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 And so he said that is what faith means. I have full assurance. And the thing comes by, we ask, have you been persuaded?
Mm-hmm.
We realize in order for us to have faith, there must be a persuasion in the mind. Now, many of the time we want to say that it just deals with a spiritual thing. When we say spiritual thing, but we have to also get a concept in our mind before we can be passed on to our heart.
Amen.
You got to be persuaded in your mind before it passes on to the heart. And the reason, that's why I call it faith in action. Amen. St. John chapter 20. I'm going to run across some scriptures with you because in order to get to where I'm going, we've got to lay a little foundation for it. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you for the word of God and the people of God. Give it all glory and honor to you in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When we look at St. John chapter 20, I guess I'll just do it. I'll just use verse 31. Amen. St. John 20, verse 21, he said, But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. And so what the writer said, the reason I wrote this thing, the reason I wrote this is because I'm trying to get you to believe. I'm trying to get you to believe something about Jesus, amen. When you believe something about Jesus, then it comes a time that once we get it down mentally, the reason all things are written, because it first comes in mentally, because we said it comes through the ear gate to get into the soul, amen. And so what you hear is what you will have faith for. But the faith that you get from what you hear, there must be some action in it, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And so John Wright said that, I'm writing so that you might have, so that you might believe. So I want you first to become a believer. See, one thing we got to realize, most of the time you don't believe. Until you become a believer, you really don't have faith. Amen. Because in order to have faith for something, you got to hear about the subject. And when you hear about the subject, then from the information you have obtained about the subject, then you have faith.
Amen.
Amen. See, the reason that they sell so much on the television is because when they advertise that subject so much, you know, you realize why you have so many Tide commercials, and in the daytime they have Tide commercials and home remedies in the daytime. In the nighttime, when the men get out, they put on the sports commercials. And the reason they're putting those commercials on there, because the more they flash that before your eyes, and the more that you see it, and the more that you hear it, and most of the time you're going to get some faith, and you're going to go out and buy some.
Amen.
Now, see, that's how they sell things, you know. And so John said, the reason that I've got to, I've written it because I want to advertise Jesus so much that the more that you hear about him, the more that you hear that what he has done and how he did it, amen, the more you hear about him, you'll have faith to believe that and you act on it.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so your faith must have action, amen.
Amen.
I looked up the word, what an action verb was. An action verb, amen.
Okay.
They said an action verb describes some kind of action being done either mentally or physically. How many know that? See, first thing it says that God, with God, it has to start mentally, amen.
Amen.
Because you're not going to take any action on anything that you're not mentally aware of it, amen.
Amen.
And so God, the reason the word of God comes because God wants you to know everything that Jesus did so it might become mentally active in your mind. So it has to be some mental action, amen. And see, once mental action takes place, then faith comes, and when faith comes, then there's action behind your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
It's the thing when we say we believe that we believe on the gift of laying on them hands, but yet people become sick and we never lay hands on nobody.
Amen.
What good was it to say you had faith and there was no action with it?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What good was it to get something mentally and then not act? act on what you receive mentally, amen.
Amen.
All the knowledge that you got, well, what good was the knowledge if you never did anything with it?
Amen.
Are y'all with me today? Amen.
Amen.
And so faith has to, there has to be action with your faith, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so Apostle Paul said, we can go to Romans chapter 3. I might not take that. He said, now we are justified by faith. In Romans 3:28, I believe. So we're justified by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Without the deeds of the law. Now, he did not say, he said, you're justified without the deeds of the law. Amen? Romans 4:28. So if I'm justified without the deeds of the law, amen, then that means that what? I don't need to carry no pigeons. Did you find it? I don't need to carry a pigeon. I don't need to go to the labor, that particular labor anymore. Amen. I don't need to really eat the showbread. I don't need to do all those things that the law requires. I don't need to be circumcised and all that because I'm not justified by doing the things of the law.
Mm-hmm.
I'm justified by faith.
Amen.
Even though I'm justified by faith, if faith doesn't have any action in it, it's dead. Okay. Faith without works is dead. You've heard that so many times. Amen?
Amen.
And so, what is God saying? If faith without works is dead. He said, the reason we haven't accomplished the things that need to be accomplished in your life, you said you had faith for it, but you never acted on it. You have that dream in your life, all of your life, but you never acted on it. You see, it was God that gave you the dream, amen,
amen,
that caused you to visualize it, amen, that caused you to see it, and yes, you saw it, and God revealed it to you, but if you never, you have never acted on it, and the reason you haven't arrived at the place that you should have arrived is because you haven't acted on what you saw. There was no action in what you saw, amen. How can you get anything? How can anything be accomplished? If God says sow a seed and you're going to reap a harvest, if I never sow a seed, I know to sow a seed mentally, amen. But if I don't have any faith in the God who caused the seed to grow, then I won't sow the seed. Amen.
Amen.
So if faith is the evidence of things not seen, amen, if that's by faith, I believe God is the God of faith because I can't see him, amen. Hey, that's where my faith lies. That's where my confidence lies. That's where your confidence lies. Amen?
Amen.
And so if whatever it is that you want in your life, there must be action behind what you say you believe.
Amen.
See, even though I have faith without works, amen, well, I have that mentally, but there's no action that's taking place on. If I say I have faith and I believe God, it says, whoever believes in God, let him confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Yet I say I believe it if I never make that confession. What confession, what good does it do me? Amen?
Amen.
Now when I said faith in action, amen, Brother James goes back there, after he said, Brother James goes and said in verse 2 and 14, he said, what good is faith without words? James 2 and 14. What good is faith without words? What good is faith without action? Amen. Amen. And so all of us who say that we have faith, there must be some action behind what you say. So I talked about there was a man who wanted a job. Amen. And he didn't have the experience, and he didn't have all the experience. I talked about it. He didn't have enough experience to get the job, amen. But yet he wanted the job. But he had prayed and asked God that, and God told him he would give him the job, amen. And yet him lacking experience, he took his, what y'all call that?
Resume.
He took his resume and went down to the company and put in for the job. Now, if God said he's going to do something for you and you don't act on it, how do you know you're going to get it unless you act on it?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So he went down to the place and put in and said, well, God said, well, Well, sir, you don't quite have enough experience for the job, amen. And said, and we really don't need anyone right now. So, we don't need you. Gave him his resume back. The guy went back home. Sit down. That was on a Monday. On a Wednesday, he was back at the same office. The reason this guy's doing it is because of his faith, amen. See, God has said something, and he's going to continue to go until he gets what God said he's going to get, amen. How many of you are willing to continue to pray until you get what God said, amen? How many of you continue to want to be persistent and persistent until you get what God said he's going to give you, amen? How many of you are willing to ask and keep on asking until you get it? How many of you are willing to keep on knocking, what, until the door opens? You know what we say? How many of you are willing to continue to do that? Because if I believe that, my action is going to show my faith.
Amen.
So Wednesday morning, the guy went back to that office again. That was Wednesday. The man said, well, didn't I tell you that we didn't need anybody and you didn't quite have enough spend? He said, yeah. He said, well, you told me that Monday, but I don't know what happened Tuesday, so somebody could quit Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a persistent person, amen. How many of you are persistent like that, amen? The man said, well, we don't need anyone today. So he said, okay. He took his resume and went back home. On Friday, he was back at the same office again. Amen.
Amen.
When he came back to the next office the next day, amen. And the man said, well, weren't you here Wednesday? He said, yes, I was. Well, didn't I tell you I didn't need anyone Wednesday? He said, yeah, but today Friday.
Amen.
And the guy looked at him and said, well, you're very persistent. I tell you what, go get me some coffee, amen. Mm-hmm. You know what he became? He became the go-to person, amen. Go for me, person. Go for me. You know them. Go for me.
Yeah.
He became the go for me, but that was to get him into the door to where he wanted to go. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't realize sometimes God just wants you to get into the door. Amen.
Amen.
So you got to have faith in God to believe that what God has said and take action on what he said and you'll get what he said. This guy did it and he came up with the job. He worked there about a year or so and he moved up to the position that he wanted to be to, but he first had to get in the door because he had action behind what he said he believed.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You see, we're trying to get a job, but we ain't left home. We're trying to get jobs, but we don't put no application in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like the man, well, the mayor at the pool of water had been there 38 years, amen.
Amen.
And he had just been laying there 38 years. And then we got a lot of people, that's the way we are. We don't have, our faith don't have any action with it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was laying there waiting on something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you are always waiting on something to happen, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always got people sitting around waiting on things to happen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know that sits around and wait on something to happen, amen? You're waiting on the job, amen. And you're waiting on a raise, amen. And you're waiting to be exalted, amen. You're waiting for the promotion. We're always sitting by waiting, but we're not doing anything but just laying there. Some of you have been wanting raises for years, and you just waiting on the raise. Been waiting 38 years. I'm about the only one that worked 38 years, I believe. Maybe brother. Most of y'all haven't worked 38 years.
42
years. Amen. And see, you've been sitting around waiting on something to happen all of these years. And rather than getting up, going up, getting up, taking some action on what you say you believe, go out there obtaining what you say you believe, you first got to have action with your faith. So you got to have some action in what you do.
Amen.
What good does it do to say, I have faith, then have no works with it? Amen.
Amen.
Well, what good does it do to say, I believe in a harvest and I don't go out to the field? What does that mean, go to the field, amen? We don't go out there. He said, a harvest too is plenty, but the labor's a few. But then nobody goes out to gather the harvest. What good does it do to say, I have faith and no works, amen?
Amen.
What good does it do to say I have faith to get a house and I ain't never tried? Well, I'm just going to be a renter all of my life. I'm not against renting. But I believe everybody or to have a house. Amen. The Bible says the blessing is going to be in your house. Amen. And riches and honor will be in your house. When you're paying your apartment rent, amen, you just make it a man's fact. Y'all ever get me on that, are you? You just making the rental fact, amen? And you see, he gets a tax break that you should have got,
amen?
Do you get what I'm trying to say, amen?
Yeah.
And the amount that you're paying in rent, amen, the amount that you pay in rent, you can pay a house payment with the amount that you're paying in rent.
Amen.
You pay $1,800 a month in rent, amen, and when you could be paying $900 a month for a whole house, amen. Come on, y'all know what I'm trying to say,
amen.
So see, stop saying you got faith, amen, and take some action on what you say you believe. If you believe God will let you have it, even though your credit bad. Come on. Somebody say God will work it out, amen. God can turn things around for you, amen. Do you believe he can turn it around? See, until you have acted on what you say you believe, you will never know that God could turn things around for you, except that you took action on what you say you believe.
Amen.
So there has to be, faith has to have action to it, or it don't work. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But you got to have what you said you believe and heard. If you're not taking action on that, what good is it? If you come in and say, oh, I believe that Jesus is the Lord, amen, and the devil say, I believe that too. The Bible says the devil believes and trembles.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
But he ain't going to do it right. He believes it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so God said, if you believe my word, amen, that I've spoken to you, amen, then you would take action on it, amen. You
amen.
See, when Paul goes back and talks about the heroes of faith, every person that he gave an example of in Hebrews chapter 11, mm-hmm. they all did something.
Amen.
They didn't just say they had faith, they all did something, amen.
Amen.
You realize that?
Amen.
You see, because faith has to have action in it. They said, what about Rahab? Y'all remember the woman Rahab they called the...
Yes, amen.
Joshua chapter 2 is Rahab, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, in order for her to... she wouldn't have been saved if she hadn't took some action.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
You see, even when Paul gave Rahab, he talked about this woman was saved by her faith.
Amen. That's right.
And so he had to show that this woman took some action on what she believed. She didn't just say she believed it, but she did something to show that she believed it, amen.
Amen.
So what are you doing to show that you believe? So Rahab the harlot, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. She was a harlot, amen. You know, everybody counts a harlot out, amen.
Yes, they do.
But here God's counting the harlot sin, amen.
That's right.
And he did say that. Some of them was going to make it to heaven before a lot of us did, amen.
That's what he said.
Because they what? They believe, and when they believe something, they took action on it, and then it was the so-called religious people of that day was hearing, but they wasn't believing. Amen?
Amen.
So here's Rahab the harlot. Verse 8 says, that before they were laid down, she came up before them on the roof. 2:8, Joshua 2:8. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Did you notice what she said then? To see, I know that the Lord has given you the land, amen. See, that was what she believed. So she believed that first, amen. And when she believed that because of what she had heard, because faith coming out, faith coming by here, because she had heard the things the Lord had done, she believed what the Lord had done, and because she believed what the Lord had done, she took some action to save herself from what was coming against her country.
Amen.
So what did it say? She believed the Lord, amen.
Mm-hmm.
She said, terror has fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard. How does faith come?
By hearing.
What we have heard. So when John wrote, he said, I wrote this that you might believe. I'm giving you something so you can hear, so you can believe in the believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So you can believe in his resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
You can believe in his death, burial, and resurrection. You can believe what? That he had the power to heal. You can believe that what? He had the power to raise the dead. Amen. You can believe, amen, that he heals all sickness and disease. You can believe that what? He cleansed the lepers. Amen. You can believe that what? He opens blind eyes. Amen. He opened deaf ears. Amen. He caused the dumb to talk and the lame to walk. You can believe those things. And if you can believe those things, if any of those things is wrong with you, you can have it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm saying faith has to have action with it. Amen.
Amen.
And so, when she heard it, verse 11 said, and as soon as we have heard these things, our heart did melt. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And then she goes on down. Amen. She looks at it. Verse 15. Amen. When they came looking for him, come on, that's that. She hid things.
She hid the men,
amen.
Yes,
now, you might not realize it, all of this right now. Do you realize the success of them weighed on a harlot?
Mm-hmm.
Their whole success depended on the harlot, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because what? She had to hide things.
Amen.
She had to cover them, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And she even had to lie for them, amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she had told, if she hadn't believed what she believed, she wouldn't have did what she did.
Amen.
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 Amen. You see, if she hadn't believed what you believed, you wouldn't have done what you've done, amen. And so God said, if you believe what you've heard, then take some action on it. How many of you need something in your life today?
Amen.
How many need a change in your life?
Amen.
Huh? You see, if you need a change in your life, you say, pray. Come to the Lord, amen. He that cometh to the Lord.
Huh?
Believe that he's a rewarder of what you ask for, amen.
Amen.
So whatever it is in your life, that all God is trying to say, come to me, I got it. I've written my word to you so that you might believe that I got it, amen. How many know that God got it, amen?
Amen.
How many know that God can turn things around, amen?
Amen.
You see, all these testimonies this morning was about how God turned things around for them, how God changed things for them, amen.
Amen.
And see, a lot of stuff that we go through, we wouldn't have to go through them if we just believe.
Amen.
See, the reason Sister Paige and I, we've been together, we did say about 45 or 46 years. The reason we've been together so long, amen, because I believe something. Amen. I've been realizing that, amen. I believe something, amen.
Amen.
I believe that. I don't believe in divorces. That's me. I don't believe it. My mama said, son, don't trade the buzzard for the hawk. Y'all ever think about that? She said, well, what you got, don't trade it for something else, because the other thing you might get might be worse than what you already got.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because normally when you leave, the problem usually isn't the other person. The problem is usually in you.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Come on. That's normally where the problem is. Amen. Well, I need to leave town. I need to leave town, then I need to go somewhere that's different. I said, well, what good is that going to do? Well, just a change. I said, well, when you get there, the problem's there. How many know you got to deal with it, amen?
Amen.
You see what I'm trying to say? You need to deal with your situation. You need to take action on what you believe, amen. If God said he can change you, then I need to go to the God that changes me, amen.
Amen.
If God said he can change a circumstance in my life, then I need to go to the God that changed the circumstance in my life.
Amen.
If God said he can change a person, do I pray for that person to get a change in their life?
Amen.
Or do I just complain about the person? Or do I take action to believe that God can change you, amen?
Amen.
Do you believe God can change your husband?
Amen.
Do you believe God can change your wife?
Amen.
You see, if people believe that, then we wouldn't have so many divorces.
Amen.
See, everybody likes to dance and talk about and make it sound so good when they preach it, amen. And he'd be the first one to get a divorce.
Amen.
Like the preachers, you know, preachers, they can make it sound so good, they can put it, they can break it all down, and don't have faith in what they say.
Right.
Because they got a divorce.
Amen.
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 50% of them, 50% of them got divorced. They had three wives, some of them.
Right.
But yet they talk about the faith that they have in God. Where is the suffering in the Lord? Amen. Where is the putting up with? Amen. Where is the compassion? Amen. Where is the love that you talk about you have? Where is the action of your love? Are y'all with me today?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm not homilizing, but I'm telling the truth. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. Where is your faith? Amen. See, who is that? The man used to say, where is your faith? So where is your faith when you come into sin? If you say that you have faith, then where is the action behind what you said that you got?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to put up with one another.
Amen.
Amen. Well, what if God didn't want to put up with you?
Yeah.
What if every time you did something, God cast you off? What if God divorced you every time you messed up? Are y'all with me now? Amen?
Amen.
The church has become so loose and flawless and made so many excuses to do what God said not to do is because what? They have a lack of faith.
Amen.
Because if they had faith, there would have been some action behind what he said that he believed. Amen?
Amen.
So Rahab healed him, and you know what that? And she let them down out of the window. And she let them down out of 15. She let them down by a cord.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's we got to get the cord, amen.
We
got to
get the cord.
We got to be let down by the cord. Mm-hmm. You see, one thing about her house, people coming out of the window were no strange thing. A lot of them husbands was being let down to her window many nights because she was a harlot. Are y'all with me? Amen?
Amen.
And so whoever saw the men coming out of her window wouldn't have thought it'd be a strange thing. Amen. Huh? But she let them down by a cord. Amen. Come on, let's say we're being held by a cord. Come on.
We're being held by a cord.
See, the cord here represents the blood of Jesus. Amen. How many know you've been hanging by a cord? Amen. So you got to have faith in the cord, amen. See, you wouldn't have got out, they wouldn't have gotten out of the window unless they had faith that the cord was going to hold them when they got out the window, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they got out of the window because they believed that the cord would sustain them, amen. How many realize that the cord will sustain you because the cord here represents the blood of Jesus?
Amen.
What shall take away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because, you see, if you look on down in verse 18, it said it was a scarlet thread. A scarlet thread means it was a red piece of thread, amen. And the only thing that was going to save, Rahab and her family was a piece of thread.
Amen.
A piece of thread. That's faith, baby. Here, they were coming to destroy the whole city. And they were going to destroy everything what was there, but the only place they wasn't going to destroy is the one that had the piece of bread in it. When the death angel came, they came to every house but the one that had the bread on it. The one that had the blood on it, amen.
Amen.
I didn't realize. It was the blood that stopped the death angel from destroying everything, amen. And here's Rahab, she's saved because she put a piece of thread in the window.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you have put a piece of thread in your window tonight? Do you have a thread on your life? Do you have a thread on your life today? See, the thread on your life is the blood of Jesus, amen. That's the thread, amen. Because the only thing that can stop the death angel from touching you is the blood of Jesus, amen.
Yes.
And so you got to hang some thread out the window, amen. See, if you have faith, amen, she had enough faith to take action to put a piece of thread in the window that she might be saved. You see, that was Well, she acted according to her faith, amen. She had faith in that. It was faith. You see, Israel's success was because of she let the men go. She lied to cover them up. She sent them out another way. If she hadn't done something, she wouldn't have gotten saved. She wouldn't have had action, amen. So what is it in your life that you want to change today, amen, that God wants you to change? You see, God said that if you want to be built up in the Spirit, he said, pray in the Holy Ghost, amen. Be you built up by praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, if you want to be on yourself, are you taking action on what you hear? When somebody is sick, it says, lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus has done all these things for you that you might be saved.
Amen.
And so I want to have some faith, amen. I want to lay hand on people, amen, when I see somebody sick, amen. I want people to be saved. So if I want people to be saved, amen, then I've got to go out there where the dead is and raise them from the dead, amen. If you want to raise somebody from the dead, what about your faith? Faith is acting on the word of God, amen.
Amen.
That's what James said. If you see somebody naked and hungry, and you don't put no clothes on them, what good does it do to see them naked and hungry and then you didn't give them nothing to cover them up?
Amen. Hmm?
Do we believe God this morning?
Amen.
How many are going to start taking action on what you believe? Amen.
Amen.
Not just hearing what you believe, but acting on what you believe. Amen.
Amen.
If you're going to get that new job, you got to take some action. Amen. You got to pray and go. Amen. If you're going to get that other house, you got to pray and go, amen.
Amen.
You know how somebody said, well, if I want a child and the Lord closed my womb, amen, we got to do like Hannah. And Hannah prayed and God opened up a womb and she had a child. You see, those are the things that they're telling us to do if we want a change to come in our life. There must be action on what you
believe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Just believing.
Amen.
Believing is good, amen. When it doesn't require any action. Now somebody said, how can that be? You see? When the blind man came to Jesus, and Jesus told him, only believe and you'll be healed. All he had to do was what? Get it mentally in his heart, amen.
Yeah.
There was no action he had to take because it was going to be done by the power of God, amen. See, there are some things all you need to do is believe in your heart, amen, that God has raised it from the dead, and those things will take place in your life. But there are other things that require physical movement. Remember now, there's a, what, mentally action,
mm-hmm.
and there's a
physical
action. There are some things require some works. See, if I believe that I'm righteous, then I should have enough faith to live righteous, amen? You get what I'm trying to say? If I believe that I'm righteous, how can I believe that I'm righteous if I'm shacked up with somebody?
Uh-oh.
Amen.
How can I, is that the work of righteousness or is that the work of the flesh, amen?
Amen.
I've got faith in something, you remember, if I got faith in the Lord that he can deliver me and he can hold me, I believe that he can take care of my flesh. If I believe he can sustain my flesh, then where am I shacked up with somebody that I'm not married to? Why is it that I'm wasting my time on somebody? I'm sleeping with somebody that ain't my husband, and I'm wasting all this time sleeping with them, knowing that I'm not going to marry them. Why am I wasting my time? Are y'all with me today? Amen?
Amen.
Well, why are you wasting your time on somebody you already know he ain't no good?
Amen.
You already know you don't want to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
You already know he ain't fit to marry. So where's my faith? Where's all this I'm talking about? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's all this belief that everybody talk about, all this faith that all the people got, you know, that 50% of the Christians, well, we're getting divorces these days. Our divorce rate is worse than the...
Yeah.
Than the sinner's rate.
Amen.
But we said we got faith.
Amen.
Where's the operation of it? Amen. Putting up with it. Nobody likes to put up with anybody. How many of y'all like to put up with somebody? You go around, the guy at work, he's a pain in your... He's just a pain, amen. But you have to put up with him, amen.
Amen.
He goes around and says, you see, faith would say what? I got to put up with it, amen, because what? I'm suffering for righteousness, amen. I'm allowed and permitting this thing to be what? Because I'm righteous, amen. Not because I want to do it, amen. Not because I feel like doing it, amen. I feel like slapping your head off, amen. I feel like taking the brick and going upside your head with it, but just because the Lord sustains me, I want to do this for the Lord's sake and not for my sake, because that's where my faith is.
Amen. Amen.
My faith says if I put up with it, amen, God's going to bless me for it, amen.
Come
my
on.
Faith says that if I suffer with him, I'm going to reign with him, amen. Amen. My faith says that if I do right by him, he's going to do right by me. So what good is it if I don't do none of it? Do I just want to be called a Christian? Well, child, I just want to be called a Christian because, you know, everybody's a Christian these days, amen. You know, my folks around me, Christian, I just want to be called a Christian. But if you're going to have Christianity, then that's not going to be in the works with the Christianity. What good is it? What do? You make yourself look bad, don't you?
Amen.
Because first thing they're going to tell you, well, Brother Brandon, didn't you say you was a Christian? You said that you was a Christian. Why are you doing this? They already know what you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. They do.
The sinners will be the first one to tell you what you ain't supposed to do.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Ain't y'all with me?
Amen.
Whenever they do something and you do it back, well, you ain't supposed to do that.
You're a Christian.
Well, why? You're a Christian, ain't you? Christians ain't supposed to talk to nobody like that, amen? Mm-hmm. They can tell you all the things you're supposed to do, but they're not going to do it.
Right.
But in the meantime, they're right what they say because you're the one that's walking in faith. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah suffered in the dungeon because of what? He was suffering for the word of God, amen?
Amen.
Jesus suffered on the cross for us, amen. He had done no wrong, amen. There was nothing he did that was wrong, amen. Everything he did for you and I, amen, because his faith relied on what his Father had said, and he was carrying out what he believed, amen. He believed that the Father would raise him from the dead, and he went through what he went.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. That was, hallelujah, Bishop Mac Page at Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah. This past Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you want to see the entire service, we invite you to go to our YouTube page. Praise God. The Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And look for 10/7/2018. Hallelujah. Faith with action. Praise God. Hallelujah. With Bishop Mac Page. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can watch the entire service on YouTube. Hallelujah. We actually have the video posted. Praise God. So we invite you, hallelujah, to go to our YouTube channel and check that out. The Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Just go to YouTube, type that in. Praise God. It's going to take you right to that page. Praise God, hallelujah, subscribe to our channel, amen, and also look through the other videos, praise God, hallelujah, we got a lot of services up there featuring our own Bishop Mac Page, so we invite you, hallelujah, to go to our YouTube channel, amen, and subscribe to that channel, praise God. Also, if you are in the Fort Worth, Dallas, Arlington metropolitan area, praise God, we invite you to come down and worship with us on Sunday mornings and on Wednesday nights, praise God. On Sunday morning, praise God, you can meet us there at 9:30 in the morning at 2501 Centennial Drive, praise God, hallelujah, where we have Bible study, Sunday school, praise God, hallelujah, with our very own Bishop Andre Alexis, praise God, hallelujah. Then we have 30 minutes of prayer and worship, praise God. Then we lead into our Sunday morning service, praise God, hallelujah. So we invite you to come out on Sunday, praise God, come out on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for our Bible study, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If you are on our Facebook page, you got to, amen, join in with us on Bible study this past Wednesday night. Hallelujah, with Bishop Mac Page. Praise God. If you come by this Wednesday night, praise God. Hallelujah. I will be conducting Bible study this Wednesday night. So we invite you to come by and worship with us at Care Church Incorporated. Once again, that's 2501 Centennial Drive, hallelujah, Suite 115, hallelujah, that's in Arlington, Texas. It's right around the corner from the AT&T Stadium. It's right around the corner from Six Flags. It's right around the corner, hallelujah, praise God, amen, from all of the stadiums and all the main attractions, hallelujah. So if you're down here on vacation, amen, or you're just down here enjoying the city, we invite you to come and worship with us, hallelujah, at Care Church Incorporated at 2501 Centennial Drive. At this time, I'm going to open up the phone lines at this time, praise God. If there'll be one on the line tonight that has a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah. If you have a question or a comment, we want to open up the line at this time. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God.
Help us with already these two pot tarts together, sweet strawberry and cheesecake. Yeah, but why would you use four pot tarts together? What's it?
Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Well, just praise God for the line tonight. We pray that something might have been said to get somebody to make a move. We know in this hour God wants people to move. Want them to do something. Want them to take action on what they say they believe and what God has said. So I just thank God for the word. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Mac Page being on the line tonight. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we truly hope somebody tonight was inspired to take action. Hallelujah. On their faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If God said it, hallelujah. Remember when God told Noah it was going to rain? He started building the ark. He had faith. Hallelujah. He believed what God told him. If he wouldn't have built the ark, he would have died just like everybody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. So we thank God for that word delivered through the man of God on tonight, Bishop Mac Page. And like I said, make sure y'all stop by 2501 Centennial Drive in Arlington, Texas, and come worship with us one Sunday morning or one Wednesday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on the line on tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request on tonight?
Pastor Smothers.
Amen, Pastor Smothers. Praise God for you.
Yes, praise God for the word. Everybody that's on the line, Bishop Page, the truth of God's word. Certainly we know the word of God is true. Faith without works is dead. Abram believed God. And so where God told him to go. See, that's action. You know? And action is being obedient unto the word of God, because the word of God is going to tell you to do something. And what he's going to tell you to do is going to be righteous, holy, and true. But you can say you believe and don't move on it. See, faith without works is dead. And faith, if you don't work, do the work that God requires of us, the righteous work, you're going to die. You won't receive everlasting life, that's for sure. So I just appreciate Bishop Mac Page giving us the truth to God's word, reminding us that we have to work. Not that it's going to save us. We know it's by grace and not by works. But your works prove that your faith is real. Amen. That's all I got for you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the watchman on tonight. Hallelujah, Pastor Smothers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like he said, your works show that your faith Hallelujah is real. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded right now when I grew up in a holiness church, a Church of God in Christ, praise God. And the pastor there, hallelujah, Bishop Hewitt Richardson Sr., hallelujah, he used to always tell the story about how he was working in New Mexico, praise God. And the Lord told him, hallelujah, to move down to Houston, praise God, if he trusted him for 1,000 souls. Praise God, hallelujah. He said the Lord told him if he moved to Houston, he's going to give him a nice sized church, hallelujah, with at least 1,000 members. Praise God. And he picked up everything, his wife, his children, hallelujah, quit his job and moved down to Houston, Texas, hallelujah. And right now at 8813 Lockwood Drive, hallelujah, there's a building that seats 1,000 members right there on that corner because he had faith. He moved, hallelujah, on what God told him to do. Praise God. And because he moved on what God told him to do, hallelujah, amen, he inherited the blessing that God had for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. So we truly thank God for that word. Hallelujah. We thank God for that message. Hallelujah. It's time for us to act on the faith. Hallelujah. That God has given us. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. We truly thank God. Hallelujah for Bishop Page on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Smothers calling in on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in and who have tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, if you're out here in the Fort Worth, Dallas, Arlington area, hallelujah, we will see you in the morning. Praise God at 9:30 in the morning. Praise God at Care Church Incorporated, 2501 Centennial Drive. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's Suite 115. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every one of you on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. If anybody out there, praise God, if you would like to send a donation or a love offering to the ministry, hallelujah, you can go online at our PayPal account at paypal.me/theanointedtruth. Praise God. Or you can send checks or money orders to Care Church Incorporated, P.O. Box 183483, Arlington, Texas, 76096. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God. Hallelujah for Bishop Mac Page and the word of God delivered through him on tonight. We thank God for each and every caller on tonight. And we are going to go ahead and pray out on tonight. Wait, before we go, hallelujah, praise God, I want to give an invitation to discipleship on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there's somebody out there who has heard the word of the Lord on tonight, praise God, we invite you to take action on that word on tonight by confessing, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior on tonight. Praise God. And by confessing that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, praise God, hallelujah, you will, amen, become, hallelujah, a child of the Most High God. Praise God. I don't care what kind of sin you're in today. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't care what kind of sin you're in right now. Praise God, hallelujah. If you heard the message tonight and you want to take some action to change the circumstances in your life, praise God, hallelujah. The first step you have to take is confessing that Christ is your Lord and Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say it all the time, hallelujah. Don't try to get your life right, hallelujah, to come to Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. Come to Christ and then let Christ get your life right. Praise God. Only he has the power, praise God, hallelujah, to cleanse you from the inside out. Praise God, hallelujah. So we invite you at this time, if you heard the message tonight and you want to take action on that word, hallelujah, we just invite you right now to confess Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just say, Lord Jesus, I accept you, hallelujah, as my Lord. Hallelujah. We believe right now that you are saved and that your sins are forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. We invite you to find a church that's near you, a Bible-based church. Hallelujah. That teaches the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And get it. The Bible says, amen, to seek his faith. Get a closer relationship with God. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. And we truly thank God for you on tonight. Praise God. And we also invite you to keep tuning in here. And if you're in all of this, you come by share church. Praise God. And make us your church home. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. And we just truly thank God for each and every person on the line tonight. And each and every person who has called in and tuned in on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. We truly thank God for the blessings on tonight. We thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the man on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight and congregate together. Lord, we thank you for being who you are and as God all by yourself. Hallelujah. As we leave from this mind and never forget presence. Lord, we just ask that the Holy Spirit rest through in the back. For each and every last one of us to be on. We thank y'all. Hallelujah for turning up to the morning Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the broadcast radio network. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll see y'all. Don't forget. Don't forget.
Some glory right now. I just give him some praise right now because he's worthy. Hallelujah.